33 minutes past 10, up in the studio I have Matthew Davis from Flying Out, one of the many people behind the Others Way Festival. How are you doing, Matthew?
I'm good. Good morning.
It's quite funny having you up, of course, because I work with you, so this is a
I was wondering where you were this morning.
It's always an interesting thing getting people up, but when they do great things like you've been doing lately, you just can't help it. So I'm excited to talk to you about the festival and kind of just get some insight into what it's like to be behind the scenes of what is an incredible lineup this year. So the kind of the first thing that I wanted to go over was the history for people that aren't aware of the festival and kind of want to get some insight. How long has it been around for and how did it start?
Yeah, this is its sixth year and it started kind of as a one-off when we opened the physical store on 80 Pitt Street. And we just wanted to have a party to celebrate, and there was the Going Global Music Summit that was going on and people coming in for that, and so we just booked a bunch of venues around K Road and it was lots of fun, and so we decided to do it again and again
and then again and again
and again and again and again,
And I mean, this year is no different from the last kind of few years of kind of quality. I mean, it's grown a lot since its first year back in, how long ago, 2014?
Yeah, I looked at we have the poster up in the kitchen at work, and I was looking at that the other day, and I was like, wow, it really has blossomed from there. Lots more venues,
I was looking at that the other day as well, actually, and there's some big names on there that were not so big back then, but have grown. I'm kicking it off with Aldous Harding right there at the start, which has blown up.
Yeah, no, we've been very lucky and just being able to work and support with the community, to work with all the artists, and hopefully, I imagine, no doubt, so many of the artists on this year's lineup will
grow into their own
names
as well.
Before you.
Yeah. Something I do want to talk about as well is that this year has been a roller coaster for everyone in the whole world. And I feel like we're quite lucky that we can even do something like this in New Zealand. So what was going through your mind, 3 or 4 months ago when this was almost an impossibility, when we had no idea that we could do something like this?
Yeah, it's all been rather chaotic for everybody. Obviously we had no idea what was going to be able to be done, but 3 or 4 months ago was not looking particularly rosy, and we were ready to park it up for the year and hopefully come back the following, but through everyone's incredible work, we're so lucky to be able to put it on, and that was probably one of the big drivers for deciding to get it back on, was the fact that we are able to meant that we've really felt obliged and we should do it, and I felt everyone needed a good party as well.
Yeah, totally, I agree. And I'm very excited, as always. There are a ton of artists on the lineup, and I kind of want to just go over some of the heavy hitters that people will know and love. Of course, I've been playing some live tracks from The Bats throughout the show today. Beast Wars are also playing, Dead Famous People, Nadia Reid, The Phoenix Foundation, they're going to be performing Buffalo in Full. Subliminals are a great one, Upper Hutt Posse and Voom, those are sort of the ones that I just can pick off having a quick look at the lineup. Which of those are kind of standing out to you as ones that are most exciting?
These ones are so hard because it's pretty much, us and the team, we all get to kind of work together and curate this, pull together this lineup, and so we're pretty much excited about everything that's there, so really looking forward to all of it. I guess one of the interesting things, a part of it was, with the Phoenix Foundation, it's the 10th anniversary of their album Buffalo, which they had recently reissued. And so for the first time, we're kind of doing one of those things where, the band plays a classic album in full, which is something we haven't done as part of the festival before. And
All right, well, let's give Buffalo a listen, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the smaller artists on the lineup, which are just as exciting. Of course, there are plenty of people excited to see that album in full. Of course, some of the people texting in are very excited about that one. They're also excited about The Bats, which we're all very excited about. And I was thinking that maybe we'd just have a quick chat about the out-of-town acts. I mean, outside of Tamaki Makaurau, you've done a great job in booking people throughout Aotearoa for the last few years, and this year is no different. Where do you find these artists that outside of Auckland? Because you don't see them live very often.
Yeah, I guess lots of different places. Recommendations from people, friends or friends of friends. It's good having the shop as well. A lot of people coming in and asking, oh, so and so, da da da, or mentioning this, and BFM or the. Looking at the other student radio around the country, Bandcamp, and just all about. But often just people talking about something and then going to have a listen, or, people playing in bands and they've gone and played with this band in Wellington or Dunedin and they've been like, they're great.
Yeah, totally. I've got a small list here. I'm not sure if all the out-of-town artists are on there, but Adam Hadaway, The Bats, Beast Wars, Cootie Cooties, Darts, The Golden Orser, Maxine Funk, Nadia Reid, of course, Phoenix Foundation, Ricky, Ryan Fishman, Same Name Confusion, Upper Hutt Posse, and Vera Allen, who Rachel played a track from earlier today on 95BFM. They're all from outside of Auckland, and they don't play that often up here, which is exciting that, that I mean, people that don't go out all the time will be able to catch them.
And also, I guess, especially after everything that's been happening, I mean, as shows are picking up again, I mean, people will be figuring out how to get up and tour around, but it's a good chance to
kind of
catch everyone
in one go.
If you can.
Yeah.
If you can juggle it all in.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was talking to someone about it last night as well, that it kind of is the perfect festival for ticking off a list of people that you haven't been able to catch when they all play their respective shows. And I think this year, even for me, someone that I feel like I go to a lot of shows, there's still people on the lineup that I haven't seen before that I'd be very, very excited to go
see. Basically, you found me out. This is how I get to see everything in one night.
Yeah,
it's just all done for myself.
Mm. I mean, Nadi Reid is a perfect example of someone that I have never actually seen before live, and has, I mean, a great new album out, and is a strong artist on the lineup.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And she's bringing her full band, which so I think will be one of the rare chances to catch her with her full band in Auckland this year. And yeah, like you mentioned, a great new album that came out earlier this year, and fantastic live. And yeah, definitely one of the many must-sees.
Totally. Well, let's listen to a track from that new album. This is one that I picked out because it is just truly incredible. O Canada. One of the singles from that album, but undoubtedly an amazing track from a local artist.
Never been there before. Could you hold me in the darkness? Would you tell the world my name? Oh, I'm reaching out for something. God is on our side. I wanna feel good again.
Nadia Reid with O Canada from her new album Out of My Province. You can catch Nadia Reid with a full band at the Others Way Festival on September 11th. The lineup was announced this morning, and I'm talking to Matthew Davis from Flying Out about the festival. And I mean, there's many things that we could talk about, but something that I want to ask about is the new venues that you've got this year.
Yeah, I mean, again, we've got, I think we've got 14 this year, which is about recently about the same, but they kind of change a little bit depending on what's available and around. But yeah, so we've added Phoenix, which is the upstairs cabaret kind of bar space on K Road, sort of at the intersection with Pitt Street. Mm-hmm. And we have, what else we've got? Monster Valley up the road, which is a gallery and art space, which will be lots of fun. And we've added, we had the Pitt Street Theatre, then the church next door to the shop for the Girls Rock Camp stages and the All Ages area, but we've expanded that, so now we've got three stages as part of that. There's a theatre, there's two theatres underneath, and then we're actually using the church itself, which will be quite a majestic venue.
And, totally.
Yeah, some very well-placed artists to perform in that one.
Yeah, so the Girls Rock Camp stages will be happening again this year?
Yeah, we will announce those in a little bit, and there will be some all-ages tickets available again for those stages. Just finalising those other bits.
Lots to do.
Yeah, we had to get through 48. There was 48 acts first and 14 venues, so getting there.
We'll start there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, along those lines as well, the after party will be announced closer to the time, and the small things that I've heard, I'm sure it's going to be very exciting as well.
And there's
lots more to the Others Way Festival than the heavy hitters that we were talking about earlier. I mean, I was just talking to you off air about the people that I'm excited about, the hip hop acts, the dance acts. I mean, I'll run through some of them now. So on the Sun Return stage, there's I'm Amelia and Baby Zainoff, who have both done incredibly this year with dance music, and I'm really excited to see them. Hip Hop X, Gino October, Diggy Dupe, Jess B, Mo Muse, you know, all of these people have done really cool stuff within the last year. And I think there has been people discussing kind of the people that people are talking about the most today are those big heavy hitters. But I feel like when people walk away from the festival, they talk about all the smaller acts.
Yeah, everyone finds something new that they've never seen, if not multiple things. They wander into Whammy or a venue, and they're like, oh wow, didn't know about this. This is fantastic. Yeah. And yeah, that is a real big major part of the festival itself. And we've got a couple of curated stages this year. Every year we tend to invite a label. Sometimes it's been from Australia, sometimes it's been locally. This year we've got two. We've got Sun Return, as you mentioned, and also Noah Records. They're doing
A full curated stage,
which will be absolutely fascinating. If you're not familiar with them, definitely jump onto Bandcamp, check out
all of their releases.
They've done
great stuff. I mean, most recently the Virtual Shadow Ensemble record, which is just truly incredible. I'm really excited to see what they kind of go for, because they could do anything on that stage. You know, their music is so ranged. So it's
totally, and you know, people that they have kind of a free range to do whatever they like.
That's awesome. All right, well, let's play a Jess B track because this track is just truly incredible. And we'll come back and talk about where people can get tickets and just some of those kind of finer details.
Totally. Jess B, get ya.
Shut up, don't talk, just listen. You can level with the heights we hitting. That girl there, she a catch, no fishing. And if you take the bait, you will learn your lesson. I've been around the block for a minute now. Bigger vision on a mission, better woman now. Ain't it funny how these squares wanna circle around? Cause we got more business than a chicken house. I be in it like a clinic, wouldn't work while I'm in it. A lot of thugs around me, lot of green, no spinach. Lot of bitter looking ones, they react like physics. Lot of highs, lot of lows, but we real, no gimmicks. Yeah, so guess this, no guess this. I will make a bitch quake in the sketches. Yeah, I got a long list of agendas, so I do it till I'm breathless. Catch up. I will come through with the thunderstorms, and I will come through with the underdogs. And you will open this and just sit up tall. All I need you to do is just shut up more and then listen. Just listen.
Yeah, shut up.
Just listen.
Shut up.
Just listen.
Yeah,
shut up more and then listen.
Shut up.
Shut up more and then some of y'all need to just muzzle up. I got hits to throw, you wanna muscle up. I ain't never tripped, baby, watch me double dutch. Yeah, stir up the pot, let it bubble up. They wanna do us like banks, come and fuck up the fun. I've been down from the jump, so I'm getting it done. I got drip, guess I'm under the pump. Just know I'm here for my bag at the end of the month. Look at him go, that's magic. Big bold bitches never passive. You can feel the glow dynamic. And you try too hard, you tragic. I said I've been around the block for an age now. And I fight for the spot, never lay down. Oh, you know we hot, better pay now. Big yes, no stress, no breakout. I will come through with the thunderstorms, and I will come through with the underdogs. And you will open this and just sit up tall. All I need you to do is just shut up more and then listen. Just listen.
Yeah, shut up.
Just listen.
Shut up.
Just listen.
Yeah,
shut up more and then listen.
Shut up.
I will come through with the thunderstorms, and I will come through with the underdogs. And you will open this and just sit up tall. All I need you to do is just shut up more and then listen. Just listen.
Yeah, shut up.
Just listen.
Shut up.
Just listen.
Yeah.
Shut up more and then listen.
Shut up.
Just listen. Shut up more and then listen.
It's the latest track from Jess B called Shut Up. Of course, she's going to be playing at the Others Way Festival on September 11th. I just want to finish up this interview by asking you, Matthew, where can people kind of consume the music from the artists that they don't know about? And kind of what do you have any advice for people that are looking from the outside in on this festival?
Well, obviously, listen to BFM. So much of it will be played and is played. PFM. As I see, there's lots of graffiti on the desk of many of the acts that are playing, including Jess B, PHF, I see as well. Bandcamp's always a good outlet. We have Others Way playlist up on our Spotify. And yeah, just...
I mean, we'll be feeding information through to listeners and you can always go onto the Flying Out Facebook page or the Instagram and kind of hear about new artists and things like that as well.
Yeah, totally. It's, yeah.
Lots of ways.
Lots of ways.
And last but not least, the most important place or the most important thing is where can people get their tickets?
Well, from flyingout.co.nz, or you can visit us at the store at 80 Pitt Street, and they are also available at undertheradar.co.nz.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this festival all the way up until September 11th. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Lots to talk about over the next few months.
Totally. Dive on in.